call 772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Something has been made better, but we have to include the most recent information or improvements. It also means to choose to have or use something more modern or useful. To get something that is better than you had originally. It also means to raise the quality of. You know, I have a set. I don't remember when we bought these, but we bought a set of Encyclopedia Britannica. Some of y'all know that. Some of y'all know, what is that? At the time, it was just all the information that you could possibly get. You know what I mean? If you wanted some information. This morning, I asked Alexa a question. Alexa, when was Coca-Cola established? Without having to go to the Encyclopedia Britannica and search, Alexa said Coca-Cola was established in 1892. By then, she went all with the details. Thank you, Alexa. Technology. I could have broke out the Britannica. Spent about half an hour searching, you know. Getting the dust off of them. Why do that when I could upgrade? Alexa, tell me. Someone's acquired, accumulated all this information for us to have it at our fingertips, but yet we're pulling out the Britannica. Look at somebody hard and tell them, you better upgrade. Coca-Cola was established in 1892. I want to show you something here, important. The Coca-Cola Company, I said this in the first service, anywhere I've gone in the world, in the jungles, you find Coke bottles. You'll find Coke. You might not find a can of Coke. You might not find a liter of Coke, but you will find the bottle. It might be decades old, but you'll find a bottle that the cap, where you had to have a bottle cap opener. But you'll find Coca-Cola. And some of them Coca-Cola is probably the real Coke, the real Coca. That's what it was made for. It was made when they made it, when they first started manufacturing, it was made to give you a little boost. You drink the Coke and you're like you ready to go. The Coca. Coca-Cola. Then they started to water it down. But was it right? What? I just had a Coke. Going to get me a Coke. Do you know something about Coca-Cola? They continue to resell you and I. I don't drink Coke, but they resell Coke to society. It's been around since 1892, but it's still on the shelves of Publix, Winn-Dixie, and it's very popular. Pepsi can't touch it. Coke is everywhere. I guarantee you it is everywhere. Coke. Why? They continue to resell you and I on Coke. Go to the movies. What kind of commercials? Somewhere you're going to find a Coke commercial. Waiting on your favorite movie to come, Coca-Cola. They resell Coca-Cola. They have commercials from way back in the day. You know where Technology wasn't what it is today. Black and white. But they're drinking Coke at the Greasy Spoon little restaurant. You know, with the jukebox playing over there, they put on their favorite song and pull out a Coke, a bottle. Right? Down through the generations, they have resold it to you and I. Coca-Cola. All right? If Coca-Cola would stop reselling itself, people would lose interest in it. They would grow lukewarm, out of sight, out of mind, and Coke's sales would drop. Coca-Cola's not going to have that. They resell you, and they resell you, and they resell you, and they resell you. They put Coke in every situation. They try to get a situation that you live, and there's somebody drinking a Coke. Before you know it, you in that situation going to work, you go, you got a Coke. Tell somebody, they resell you. You know, I hope you didn't see anybody like this coming here or in here. But every day we see people that are not due to physical illness, but for other reasons. We see people every day that are just half alive. Why? They are no longer sold on themselves. You see, had Coke not kept reselling itself to us, it would have died. But almost every day, you got all these marketers and that. They're figuring out commercials. And before you see commercials, they got backlogs of commercials that come out. But they resell it. Resell it. See, people stay on the same level of life, and they don't like the life because their thinking is frozen. Somebody told them they wasn't no good, or they wasn't going to do that, and they let it lock in, and they keep that thought there, and that thought keeps them on lock. People that are just half alive, they lack self-respect for their most important product, which is themselves. How can you really help me when you in dire need of help yourself? You understand what I mean? You not above water, but yet you're trying to help it. It's ineffective. So it's so important. Tell somebody, respect yourself. You're your most important product. The half alive person has to resell themselves to themselves. You know what? No matter what you go through or have been through, God hasn't changed his mind about you. That's why you have to resell yourself to yourself. Because there are times you can feel pretty bad about yourself. How you messed up. How you did that. How you allowed that. How you didn't get that. How that happened to you. Those are the times you have to resell yourself. I say, wait a minute, God hadn't changed. God's thoughts toward me are the same. I messed up, but I got back with God right, and he never changed toward me. Remember the prodigal son? Demanded his inheritance from his father and left his father. And when he left grace. Right away, all that he possessed was being taken from him by the devil till he found himself in the hog pen. You know the story? And he said, you know what? Listen, I was better off. The servants in my father's house are better off than I'm doing. He was eating, a Jewish young man, eating what the hogs were eating. He had no business dealing with hogs in the first place. But eating, he feigned what the hogs were eating. He was in bad shape. But he said, I'm going back to my father's house. When he made his way back, his father was looking for him every day. and not just looking for him to whoop him.
I told you not to leave in the first place.
His father was looking when he saw him afar off. See, his father was looking. His father knew the lesson he'd learned, but the father knew that he'd be there for him when he came to himself. When he came to himself and came back to the father said, kill the fatted calf. He took his gold ring off and put it on his finger. That's like his MasterCard. Put the gold ring, adorned him, threw a big party for him, said, my son was dead. In other words, he was cut off from his provision, but now he's alive again. The father never changed his attitude toward his son. If you can get that in your mind, then you can start reselling yourself. The prodigal had to resell himself. I know I done messed up. I'm way out here. I done lost everything. I done made a big mistake. But, you know, in my father's house, the servants are eating better than me. I'm going back to my father's house. Maybe he'll give me a place as a servant. But the father's heart never changed toward his son. Say this with me. Once a son,
once a son.
Always a son.
Always a son.
Tell somebody it's time to upgrade. You and I have to consistently resell ourselves. Do you understand me? I'm using a business term. But you'll see it a little clearer when we get into the scripture. Tell somebody, resell yourself. You know, sometimes we are waiting for God to swoop down and rescue us out of a mess. And sometimes he has to because your thinking hadn't changed. And God gives us mercy. Amen. He'll give you mercy because you're his. But there are times where God wants you to rise up and upgrade from just getting mercy all the time. Now, mercy is always available to us, and at times we need mercy. But tell somebody it's time to upgrade.
Time to
win some battles. Instead of him always having to come and rescue you, time for you to win some battles. Look at this. Breakthrough comes from managed thinking. When you get your thoughts under control and stop allowing anxiety, fear, all these other things to dominate your mind, and you arrest those things through the Word of God, breakthrough automatically comes. God doesn't have to send a whole legion of angels to rescue you. Somebody else other than Sister Colleen say amen over there.
Amen.
Tell you, I hear. I see. I'm going to say it again. Breakthrough will come oftentimes, more often than not, just through managed thinking. When you refuse to allow worry to come into your mind. When you steady yourself and stop and say, I'm not running in fear. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. My Father is on the throne. He is well able to deliver me. And my trust is in the Lord. You know, we sing that song, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.